Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Emotional Venting. This file can help you with venting, letting go, freeing your emotions. Because it's very important to give our emotions a place. There's so many things that we feel that we sometimes perceive as inappropriate or impractical for the current situation. And as such, some of us might choose to bottle them up, to put a lid on them and to push them away, hide them deep down. Unfortunately, this does come at a price. Very slowly, the pressure will build and build. And the more you suppress, the stronger that pressure becomes. It's very important that you find some way of venting those emotions. There's many ways to do so. Some people choose to create, to write, draw, paint, even compose, or just sing. But there's other ways as well. If you allow yourself to relax for a moment, to take a deep breath, and let your mind and body sink on the exhale. You might find yourself listening and letting yourself be inspired by each and every word that simply wanders through your mind, and your unconscious will know where the things that are bottled up are, what doors may need to be opened, to allow yourself to feel what kind of things you have been putting away. And it's quite all right to do so. It's totally fine to choose the moment when you want to feel. And it's just as important that you realize that when cannot be postponed indefinitely. At some point, emotions will flow by themselves, and they may affect you in ways that you don't even realize. If they boil over and show themselves, it might be much more intense than needed. So it's better to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. In this moment, these words, the sound of my voice, the images that I create, the feelings that I put forward, maybe they are an inspiration, an invitation for you to open that door, to allow yourself to vent all those emotions that have been hiding deep inside. Because the reality is that all of these emotions are a natural part of you, and they can be useful. They can inspire you. They can help you protect yourself. They can aid you in realizing what things are troubling you. So whenever you're ready, your unconscious can choose to open that door, to allow the venting to happen when you are safe. And maybe you would prefer to do this alone. Well, you could also choose to do this in comforting embrace. No matter which way you choose, as long as you make that choice to consciously vent, to release those emotions and free yourself from that strain, you'll find that many things become much easier. And part of those emotions and the whole process is to allow yourself to forgive the choice to deal with them later. Emotions can be very intense, and we're not always ready to deal with anything and everything. Although, the more you deal with them, the more you'll find yourself capable of handling whatever comes your way. So when you unbottle those feelings, when you open the door and let them out, let them flow through your body, feel what you may need to feel. And look at yourself healing through it. No matter how intense or gentle those emotions are, no matter how they manifest, perhaps a clenched fist, tears streaming down your face, a tightness in your body, anger, fear, sadness. These are all emotions that deserve a place as well. And the more you allow them to vent, to flow, the easier it becomes to deal with them. Because I know that you can. Anything and everything that you push down is still there until you let it vent and feel. And your body and mind have a limited capacity for how much they can contain. And yet, no matter how many times you feel, you can do it. You can feel it. You can go through it. Free yourself. And everything that comes your way can be an inspiration for change or creativity, or even a path towards forgiveness and venting. Most of all, remember to forgive yourself. Grow. Evolve from the mistakes you made. Grow from the regrets that you might have had. Let the sadness also remind you of the things you care so much about. any anger you feel. They tell you what is really important to you. Your emotions help you notice what's important, what matters, and I'm sure that you will do the right thing. So whenever you're ready, feel free to let them out. It's so nice to do so. While the process itself can be intense, and who knows how much has been hiding away afterwards, feel much better. In a moment, this file will end, and you have a choice. Do you want to remain in trance and allow your emotions to vent? Or do you want to be awake while it happens? Of course, your mind knows. Your unconscious is aware of how to deal with anything that comes your way. And if you allow those emotions to flow, that emotional release, that wonderful feeling of venting, will help you to grow even stronger. Good luck.